Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm John Belmont, and here are today's top local stories. Can you believe we were in the 90s just last week? Well, not so this chilly, blustery day. AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeBoer joins us live now to talk about more rain on the way. Dean?
Yeah, more rain centered on the afternoon and evening commute. It's not going to rain too much during the morning, just some sprinkles or a light shower, but the wind and the chill will be an all-day affair with real feel staying in the chilly 40s most of the day. Winds could gust up to about 40 miles per hour at their peak later today in the city, 55 miles per hour on eastern Long Island. Coastal flooding problems continue for high tide cycles at all the shorelines through tomorrow, John. This wind and rain will continue into tonight, but then taper to some showers tomorrow. This storm finally pulls away, and we get some better weather on the way for Saturday and Sunday. I'll keep you up to date minute by minute through the morning on New York's weather station, 1010 Wind.
Hot on the heels of the sex scandal involving American gymnasts, a New York City martial arts instructor is accused of raping a 12-year-old girl at a taekwondo studio in Queens. In Sunnyside this morning with 1010 Winds newsman John Montone. John?
Yeah, John, taekwondo is supposed to teach children to defend themselves against predators. But in this case, acting Queens DA John Ryan says teacher and predator were one and the same. 36-year-old Hector Kinchi, the instructor at Hugo's Taekwondo on Skillman Avenue, is charged with rubbing and fondling a 12-year-old girl for almost 2 months and then raping her. The father of another student in Kinchi's class tells News 4 he can't believe it.
Pretty shocked because the instructor is very professional, very good with kids, very nice, very respectful.
At his arraignment, Kinchi told the judge he turned himself in because I was afraid her father was going to kill me. John Montone, 1010 Winds in Sunnyside.
And any parents concerned that their child may have been victimized by the teacher are encouraged to reach out to the NYPD Child Abuse Squad. This is no midnight murder, but the mysterious dumping of a young man's body onto a Queen Street near the victim's home at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Police tape squares off a section of 269th Street where the body of a 19-year-old shooting victim was dumped in the middle of the street, right at the end of Dave's driveway.
Shocking, unbelievable, not imagine anything like this in the safe neighborhood. This is, I think, somewhere else it happened.
Now, it's unclear if the teen was shot here or just dumped on this quiet street. The victim shot in the stomach, and surveillance video shows the red Toyota Camry fleeing the scene just after 1 o'clock. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Glen Oaks, Queens.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s trial on groping charges starts in Manhattan today. The case postponed last month after prosecutors said they were waiting for more evidence in the case. The Oscar winner is accused of squeezing a 29-year-old woman's breast at Magic Hour Rooftop Bar and Lounge near Times Square back in June. The alleged victim says she thinks Gooding was drunk at the time and tried to have the case thrown out. He has pleaded not guilty to forcible touching. You already can't cut across 14th Street, and soon you'll have to go slower on the West Side Highway. One of Manhattan's busiest thoroughfares, city and state officials will announce today that the speed limit on one of Manhattan's busy places is going to be cut from 35 miles an hour down to 30 between 59th Street and Battery Place. DOT says the new limit takes effect on Saturday. There will be an interfaith vigil in White Plains at noon today after obscene flyers containing anti-Semitic materials were found on the eve of Yom Kippur. They were discovered at the Garden of Remembrance, a Holocaust memorial. Westchester County Executive George Latimer says there's no doubt this was a deliberate demonstration of hate.
And because it was done at a location which is specifically put aside to remember those who suffered from anti-Semitic behavior in the days of Nazi Germany, we certainly believe this was a purposeful act of hatred.
Here in the city, somebody set a backpack on fire on the steps of the Park Slope Jewish Center on Yom Kippur. But police think this was a simple case of arson and not a hate crime. Reacting to the water crises in Newark and Flint, Michigan, the EPA is announcing a new rule to reduce the lead in drinking water, Stephanie Ebbs reports.
The announcement is the first major update to the lead and copper rule in more than 20 years. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler in an exclusive interview with ABC News.
On the campaign trail, President Trump said he wanted to make sure that there were no more Flint, Michigan.
The proposed rule will require water systems to map out where the estimated 10 million lead service lines across the country are, change how they sample lead in drinking water, and require them to replace 3% of lead service lines each year if they test above the limit. But it won't require all cities and states to go in to completely replace lead service lines, despite calls for that step from advocates and experts.
Governor Murphy is set to outline a comprehensive strategy to deal with lead contamination in New Jersey today. He announced more frequent testing in schools the other day. And Newark has started replacing all lead service lines connecting homes to water mains. A fatal fire in East Harlem. The FDNY says it happened at the Park East houses on East 122nd Street. A little after 2 yesterday afternoon, the fire was in the bedroom of a fourth-floor apartment. And after it was out, firefighters found a 55-year-old man with burns all over his body. Daryl Barnes was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A big gang bust in the city where cops have collared 10 people, suspected members of the Trinitarios gang. Officers battered down an apartment door in the Bronx, arresting a man they believe is the leader of the violent Dominican gang, linked to the grisly murder of 15-year-old Junior Guzman outside of Bodega last year.
Those arrested include charges of conspiracy, attempted murder, and gang assault one.
NYPD Deputy Chief Timothy McCormick says the suspected gang leader is Richard Ramirez. He is due in court today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.